Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And the news continues. As we've reported, Mayor Kara Spencer asked for a pause on planning for a Metrolink Green Link expansion. KMOX's Michael Calhoun followed up with Metro leader Talby Roach on whether this derails the idea.
Look, a project of this size and scope, this is a normal part of being sure that it's the best project for St. Louis. And look, we've had a change in leadership, and I've had a great and fulfilling relationship with Mayor Spencer for years. She's been a great transit supporter. And so we had a meeting with her. Great energy, great interest. But she wanted to be sure what are some of the fundamentals of a project like this. Because after all, I'm going to need her to make the project work. And this is a normal parameter of moving projects like this forward.
Now, thinking back to over the public input process, seems like there had been some changes, some stations removed kind of around the Benton Park area, maybe taking a step back and saying, with the changes, does it serve what we originally thought? Is that kind of a good thing to do?
Yeah, it's absolutely. As a matter of fact, it's one of our taskings is to be responsive to the communities, be responsive to the electeds, and be sure that we're all settled on a project that we think is also competitive. So right now we're at 5.6 miles, 10 stations. In a way, we kind of have a good problem. I have one community to the south in the Dutchtown neighborhood, and they're real disappointed that we're not going further south. Part of the good part of the public outreach process is to see how these projects fit in our communities. Listen to those voices and be responsive when we can.
Is there any indication that St. Louis County may be interested in, some of the early iterations of this were going through South County into South City and then North City into North County. Any indication that that might be on the table again?
Well, certainly St. Louis County has been very interested in trying to figure out what is a viable expansion to transit in the county as well. We just haven't figured out what's the best grassroots kind of support associated with the county and what would be a competitive project. The biggest difficulty with the county is, quite frankly, it's big. There's a lot to it. And we need to try to see how do we handle all of that constituency. So, the county's on the table. I have regular meetings with the county leaders, including the council and county executive Page. We discuss about expansion all the time. And the idea is to kind of fuse our ideas and try to come up with a project that, again, just like the cities, is competitive and has a good prospect of success.
Do you think that this will stay Metrolink, or is there, a push, or could this become BRT?
Well, specific to the city of St. Louis, I do think it's going to stay Metrolink. Look, Michael, it's really clear the 2017 tax initiative specifically spells out Metrolink North-South expansion. It's unusual, in fact, that we have something so specific from the taxpayers. And I still think it's a very good and viable project. Now, are there some tuning to do to be sure that it is absolutely the best that we can advance? Sure, we need to look at that every single time. I need to trade in both kind of capital. Capital and political capital. And I need both to build a viable project. We've had some success in that, right? We have 30 years of the red and blue line running great, building St. Louis. Now we need to see of what is the St. Louis of our future. And I think that entails a Green Line expansion.
Is federal funding, seems like it's a must for this. And how do you either calibrate what your ask is or what the presentation is? Or is it, we likely have to wait at least 4 years before this?
Federal funding is an absolute must. And look, let's think of it this way. Our tax dollars are going to D.C. right now, and they're going to other cities in the United States. We need to get in the game. Taxpayers have asked us to do so. Now, what that appropriation schedule is, sure, just like the mayoral seat in room 200, we've had changes in D.C., and we need to make those adjustments. And so one of the things that we need to do is to be sure that we're being as competitive as possible, that we have projects that we're advancing that are stronger than other projects. And timing is part of that. We'll have to see what happens in the appropriation cycle. I wish I could tell you, Michael, what is going on in D.C. right now, but let's just say it's a little foggy. And I have to be realistic about that and see what are the considerations we can do to advance a project like this.
That is Metro leader Talby Roach here on KMOX.